The Traveler's Journal, April 5th. Taking the pulse of Berlin. Leveled in a war of its own creation, and for decades divided by Iron Curtain conflicts, Berlin is again capital of the German nation. Overflown everywhere by great flocks of construction cranes, it's a city that's reinventing itself almost hourly. Grand architecture of the Prussian era has been restored or recreated, and magnificent new buildings, most notably the new Reichstag, have been unveiled. Vestiges of the wall that once split the sprawling city have been aggressively erased, or transformed into a tourist attraction, as at Checkpoint Charlie. Free of its communist shackles, Unter den Linden again ranks among Europe's finest avenues for strolling. But the energy that drives the new Berlin is more than a matter of architecture. It's infused with the enthusiasm of energetic, often irreverent youth. Young Germans have been gravitating there from both sides of the old order. Swarms of creative souls, aggressive business types, and politically motivated have converged. The high-energy, in-your-face kind of frenzy they've generated permeates Berlin, from culture and arts to its restaurants to the ambiance of its streets. With studied flamboyance reminiscent of the 1920s, young Berliners flaunt tradition in a way that must alarm and amuse their elders. Most evident is the mid-July Mardi Gras-like Love Parade, when a million exuberantly costumed revelers unwind through the streets of Berlin, their attitudes captured by the sign in the famous Paris bar, "Stand Still and Rot." Berlin is a happening place indeed. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.